First of all, give me your take on who you believe the Atlanteans were, where they may have originated, and what happened to them.
I subscribed wholeheartedly to Plato's description of Atlantis, which was a civilization founded by the gods who came from the stars. Zeus, we're told in Plato's tale, dwelled at the center of the universe, which could well be the center of our Milky Way galaxy, or it could even be a far more distant center. Either way, these gods came to Earth, created a hybrid race of god-men that were imputed with a divine essence, according to Plato. Over time, this divine essence began to wane. This is why Zeus all of a sudden went ballistic, and we experienced the wrath of Zeus, hence the destruction of Atlantis. So I think based upon Plato's story that Atlantis was founded by star beings, extraterrestrials who came to this place to create life, to enable the growth of the human race.
And you believe it was out there in the Atlantic? Edgar Cayce, of course, says in the Bimini area, Plato had a different view.
Well, right. But the key to me is this red granite, the use of megalithic red granite in these constructions. And you see evidence of the same construction in Egypt, both beside Abydos at the Osirian. You see it at the Valley Temple beside the Sphinx. You see it in Malta. You see it in South America. And it appears that Atlantis was, in fact, a global civilization. Where the exact center of Atlantis was located, that's still very much open to question.
Well, I got to tell you, the myth of Atlantis has been something that I have been fascinated with. I wish we could find exactly where that area is and just get some artifacts. You know, we've talked about the Bimini, the road.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar Cayce again says it's going to raise.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to find that area.
Well, let me share something with you that I think is very important that became clear as a bell to me, clear as crystal on this past trip. There is definitely a mental component to this whole Atlantis story. The story of Atlantis is what has been described as a meme, spelled M-E-M-E, which is like a catchphrase, a catch tune. It's a code word that enables access to other knowledge and even other dimensions of being. And it became absolutely apparent to me that to truly appreciate the heightened awareness of Egypt and even to connect with the true story of Atlantis, and these star beings, call them extraterrestrials, in order to appreciate them and achieve their heightened awareness, both sides of the brain must be used. And I wanted to offer, I shared on the site there in Atlantis Egypt Plate 2, a phenomenal mandala that was painted by another guest on our trip. Her name's Anya Nadal. She creates these amazing paintings that are a form of visual meditation that combine colors and sacred geometry to put the brain in exactly the heightened state of awareness that I'm describing. And simply, if the listeners will go to the site and, as we're talking, if they have access to the internet, gaze at this mandala and see for themselves how their brain waves will begin to synchronize in a heightened state of awareness. And the reason I bring this up too, George, is because Anya describes that she has a being which she calls an Atlantean fairy in the center of this mandala. And to me, this is one doorway that will help any individual who isn't a meditator just to spend a few moments gazing at this and allow the imagery here to drive the brain into this heightened state of awareness. I really came to the awareness that this is a key to unlocking not only the mysteries of ancient Egypt, but also especially of Atlantis.
Were these messages in her book given to her by anybody, or were these just her writings of a researcher?
Well, they're paintings, and her book is called Holographic Mandala. And she presents, she's got half a dozen or more paintings in here that you actually put on 3D glasses. I'll send you a copy next week.
Okay, I'd like to see that.
Amazing experience, George. I mean, you put these 3D glasses on, and all of a sudden these shapes start moving before you, the colors begin to shift. And before you know it, you're in this heightened state of awareness. And that, again, is the true key to all of this, is being able to connect with this knowledge that is ever-present on our planet.
And do you believe those Atlanteans who fled the area made it to Egypt?
I believe that they did. That's why I call Egypt the shadow of Atlantis. And this means no disrespect whatsoever to the ancient Egyptian indigenous tradition. It's the way I tracked this story. And if you don't like the word Atlantis, that's okay, because I believe that most people understand Atlantis to be a meme or a catchphrase for an advanced civilization that existed deep in prehistory. And if you don't agree with that name, that's okay. But the fact of the matter is, George, that this place name, Atlantis, and another place name that goes along with it, Tula, appear over and over and over again throughout our planet, whether you're in Mexico, Mongolia, or any other continent. You're going to find this place name, and attached to it is the story of a devastating cataclysm that destroyed a previous civilization of which there were survivors who carried this name and place name throughout the planet.
You know, it's so amazing, William, with all their great technology, they could not stop this.
Well, I mean, that's where we get back to our conversation about Dr. Paul LaViolette and the tremendous power of the center of our Milky Way galaxy, and this notion that Atlantis was destroyed when a galactic superwave pile-drived the planet and wiped it out. I mean, we're talking about the effect of a boot kicking a marble, basically. I mean, it's just something you would have to have just astoundingly unimaginable technology in order to deflect something like that. But in fact, the ancient Egyptian myths and legends in the Edfu text, called the building text, do refer to these formless beings as utilizing relics, utilizing what I call power tools in an attempt to assuage the effects of whatever cataclysm it was that destroyed the first island civilization.